Well, you found us on a Thursday evening. Welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the continent. So while you're looking for the non-wilted flowers at the gas station, we'll be caching in the Northwest. And you know, we can't do that until we bring in our mother-loving mandrill. Some say he's so tall he takes selfies with the Hubble Space Telescope. And others say the stock market hits new highs when he's on the air. All we know is he's called Land Monkey.
He certainly is called Land Monkey. And, you know, just a quick reminder right off the top of the show that, you know, folks, those of us who are those of you who are supporting us here, we love our wives, but we love you guys too. Not as much as we love our wives, but
that's true.
So thank you very much for helping keep this podcast coming each week, every one of you patrons. And if you want to know more about supporting this podcast, click that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website.
What's up? I was going to say another thing that we love.
Yes.
Now, again, not as much as our wives and probably not as much as our patrons, but that would be a glow.
Ooh.
Do you know what a glow is?
No idea.
A healthy glow.
Oh, yeah.
Is a geocaching log of the week. Oh, the geocaching log of the
week.
Tell
me more.
This one was submitted by CSWIM. They found the Auburn 2017 Sun Circle. That's GC7 Charlie Mike Quebec Z. They say, wow, amazing cache. Only 2 months old and 80 faves. I knew this had to be good. I've never seen one like this before. We struggled with one of the codes and the cold rain did not help our finger agility. I finally accessed the logbook and signed my name, then closed it back up. As we headed back to the car, I realized I signed only my name on the log. We had to go back, crack the codes again so PNW Tennis could get her name on the log as well. Great cache, even in the rain. Thanks so much for these quality caches, Bounce Bounce. I wish I could give it more than one favorite point.
There you go. That last or the second to last sentence explained it all. Thanks for the quality caches, Bounce Bounce.
So, Bounce Bounce, yeah.
Bounce Bounce, maker of amazing geocaches. That last Sunday, we met Bounce Bounce in person. He and his lovely wife came up, enjoyed some of Vancouver, and brought a bunch of their really cool caches to share with all the people who came to the event. What did you think of those?
They were pretty awesome.
They were pretty awesome. There you go. Landmark.
Yes, they were. Yes. The puzzle boxes that Bounce Bounce makes are incredible. And not to mention several caches. I'll just spill the beans here. He was thinking of archiving one of his caches to redo it, to make it better. He says, but it's really hard to do when it has 200 favorite points on it. Yeah.
I think he also mentioned that geocaching made it the cache of the week, which is really hard to archive it right after that happened.
So let's make all his caches of the week so that he can't archive any of them and he'll have to find new spots and put out new caches.
There you go. Keep the quality coming, Bounce Bounce. We love it.
Hey, in news, we want to talk about a contest. Now, we've already done one prize draw for the DNF Avengers contest that we have going on right now. The first prize that we gave out was from our good friend Subway Mark, and it was two $25 Gold Country gift certificates that were available to use at so many businesses we couldn't mention them all and try to keep the show under an hour. That was won by the Alpinees last week. Now, there are more draws coming up. So keep posting your avenged DNFs. Land Monkey, how do they do that?
So all you have to do is share your story of an avenged DNF using hashtag DNF Avengers. And yes, with an S on the end. Make sure that you also tag at CachingNW. And if you've got room in your tweet, at LandMonkeyGC as well. But most importantly, hashtag DNF Avengers at CachingNW. Post that on Twitter, post it on Facebook. Email us at feedback@cachingnw.com and we'll reshare your story. But we want to hear about your avenged DNF stories.
Yes, we do. And every entry is going to receive a special DNF Avengers badge for your geocaching.com profile, because that's exactly what you need to make that profile pop. And some of you may just win one of these great prizes.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, we've got some more trackables that we're going to be awarding out, thanks to a variety. The next one we're going to award is also thanks to one of the listeners of the podcast. A while ago, Team Squirrel donated one of their geocoins, and we've just been, so there you go, Team Squirrel geocoin, very cool. And we've just been waiting for the opportunity to find the right contest and draw, and Team Squirrel, very good at avenging DNFs, so that's going to be the next prize we draw for.
And distracting people. Squirrel.
Exactly, especially when you're trying to plan an event. Hey, but that was really cool. So Alpinies, I have contacted them. They know that they are the winners. We're just waiting for the gift certificates to arrive in the mail. And I'm going to line up a handoff with Alpinies as soon as those arrive.
Ooh, handoff.
Handoff.
Team Squirrel doesn't like that we're talking about them.
Oh, well. All right. So, is that it?
Yep.
That it for the contest into news?
You've been told yes. It's okay. Time to move on.
Would you like to read the news?
No.
Oh, okay. But I should do my job better. Got it. All right. Hey, we've got a story from the CBC out of the Kitchener-Waterloo area. They are talking about CETOs. They say geocachers mixing work and play with cash in trash out event. There is a plan to clean up Bannister and Wrigley Lakes while geocaching in the area. So there you go. Bannister Lake Conservation Area. A group of geocachers are descending on that, or were descending on that area during the CETO weekend. The primary goal wasn't going to be seeking out hidden prizes, but in fact, cleaning up the park. So what do we have? Kevin Sharpen, the geocacher who was interviewed, said, "We found old lanterns, we found tires, tons of different things." He's organized events there in the past 4 years. Says he's always surprised at how much trash they collect. He said the number of people who come out for the day varies, but it's not so much about the numbers. It's about getting the area cleaned up. So he says he was super surprised on how much stuff they got cleaned out of the park. So, you know what? Good stuff. Awesome to have geocachers featured talking about a CETO on the CBC. So I love that story. Very cool.
Nice. And I love how a non-geocacher says it's not about the numbers. Because real geocachers know it really is about the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there's even more news. This comes from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. They've launched a geocaching challenge in hopes of educating residents on state bodies of water. It's Aquatic Quest Challenge. The DNR has hidden camouflage containers, you know, they're called geocaches, in 74 state parks and recreation areas.
Wow, that's a lot.
This challenge officially began on Sunday, and the coordinates for these caches are already online. Jennifer Conrad, the Interpretive Services Supervisor, says geocaching has been an effective way for us to connect with people, especially kids, with the outdoors. So not only did the treasure hunt will be fun, it will also demonstrate that beneath the surface, Minnesota's waters are flowing with interconnected life forms.
Sounds like a science fiction story.
I know. I don't want to see the interconnected life forms.
She knows more about it than we do, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. I'm hoping so.
I'm wondering geocache if you just said fish.
Well, but see, you go from the interconnected life forms to the next line. It says geocache hunters. Maybe they're hunting the interconnected life forms.
It's all part of the web, right?
Ooh. Circle of life.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yes.
You know how many kittens have been held up at arm's length since that movie came out? Geocache hunters will have until October 31st, 2020 to collect their share. You have to have 2020 vision for that. What are you doing, Land Monkey? Are you distracted by a squirrel?
Holding my new cache container out like a baby lion. And going, ah, bientôt. Or whatever they say.
That's French.
Well, it's a song. It's goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
End of the song.
Okay. Okay.
That's the circle of life. Goodbye.
Goodbye. The circle has come to a close.
We're done.
Hey, there's more news. This one comes from Geocaching Headquarters, and Three Hams shared it with us. So a new souvenir in your profile, if you've completed the HQ Geo Tour. So on May 8th, if I'm not mistaken, that's just 2 days ago from the time this is recorded.
Yep.
Geocaching.com HQ is testing the process of awarding a digital souvenir for the completion of a geo tour. Before we roll this out globally, did you hear that? Globally, we're testing it locally. So, LandMonkey, this isn't a US only contest.
Hooray!
Just saying.
But it's not a contest, so.
Well, it's a souvenir, but you might be able to get one, you know, if you do a geo tour anywhere.
I got my HQ geo tour souvenir, so I was quite pleased about that.
This is when I have to admit I haven't finished it yet. Because
wow, how far away do you live?
Not far, but every time I go up, the library's closed and I can't get that one cache.
I'll go to the library with you.
In Fremont?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
You heard it here first.
On a non-Friday?
It's a date.
That means a Saturday or a Sunday.
No, they're closed then too. We have to go during the week.
Oh, I can go.
Okay.
In June? Yeah.
Nice. Geocache road trip.
That means we're going to lunch.
Oh, wait, this got expensive now. Get a digital souvenir.
Doesn't have to be.
Geocaching is expensive.
What was the film from?
Geocaching is free.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that one.
That's an oxymoron.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we go from hashtag to
I'm sorry. Who free. Is called a moron?
Jay. Oh, sorry, Mr. Monkey.
I'm blocking Broncos fan from the chat.
Are you getting picked on?
You just told hashtag fail Chris. They are open on Sunday or Saturday, she says. Well, maybe I'll have to go up there.
There you go. Go get your souvenir, buddy.
So how do you qualify for the HQ Geo Tour souvenir? You found all the caches on the Geo Tour at some point in the past. That's how other people have. I don't qualify. You get to keep it once you've earned it. They're not going to take it away from you.
Nice.
So the question is, one of the caches on the Geo Tour was disabled when I was there. Do I still get the souvenir? And in a very Canadian style, they say, sorry, but no.
Wow.
Did I do it well?
That is very un-Canadian.
Un-Canadian?
To not give the souvenir?
Well, no. It's Canadian to not give the souvenir and then apologize.
Oh, okay. If they said sorry, then that's okay.
Yeah, they did. Right there.
Oh.
Sorry, but no.
Okay.
No, you haven't completed the Geo Tour. You'll have to do it again or get up there when the cache can be found again. Like, you know, the library. Our goal is to offer souvenirs for the completion of every Geo Tour. The results of this test will determine how attainable that goal is. Our fingers are crossed for good luck. Are your fingers crossed? So there you go. What do you think of that?
I think it's cool. I am very excited for a number of the geo tours that we've completed in the past to see. So I wonder if it's a geo tour that's no longer active, if you'd still get a souvenir. I'm going to bet not.
Like, well, I wouldn't like
the ones in Spokane where they ran them and then they...
Not Rainier.
Yeah, or the Rainier geo tour.
Rainier's done.
But I would like to get a souvenir for that.
Their goal is to offer a souvenir for the completion of every geo tour. That's what they said. That's a geo tour and you've completed it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk to Mr. Ronan, find out if it's active geo tours only or past geo tours as well.
You know it's only active ones.
I know.
So for those tours where you don't have to get them all, how do they know that you've completed it?
You haven't.
No.
If you didn't get them
some
all.
Geo tours there's where you some... don't have to find every single cache. You just have to get enough points is what Laura's getting at there.
Because we do have coins from completing some, but we may not have found every single cache on that tour.
I think if you've completed the geo tour and you've earned the coin, you would probably still get the souvenir.
How did they know?
I'm pretty sure they keep like an online database, but you know, we need to talk to somebody who actually runs a GeoTour and find out.
This is the 21st century. All this stuff is automated now.
I'm not going back to Utah to finish all the other ones because that was a lot of driving around.
That was a lot of driving around. That was pretty cool, though. I sure enjoyed that.
You want to go to Utah?
As much as I like Utah, it was wonderful.
Anyways. Utah was wonderful. So over in the chat, Keats Morton said, I'm assuming Gold Country will have a digital souvenir. So Keats, we think so. We're not sure. All we can tell you is what it says in the blog article from GCHQ. But I mean, they did say their goal is to offer a souvenir for the completion of every GeoTour. So yeah. Now that said, you do have to complete the phases of the Gold Country GeoTour to earn those. And that's tough.
Right. And Kev MacD says, you know, he's sure the graphics already exist for the completed geo tours, the ones that are done.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They'll probably leverage the stuff that was used for the coins or something. Cool. All right. Well, that's lots of news. We've got a very active chat tonight, so that's very cool. Looking forward to catching up with that in the after show, as well as seeing what happens while we go through here. But, you know, I got to say it is almost Mother's Day. So we've brought in the best mothers we know on the podcast.
Don't let your mom hear that.
Yeah. Well, my mom doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'm good.
Oh, she will now.
Only if somebody tells her. All right. So who we've brought in. People might recognize them just by seeing them, but why don't you start over on your side there?
That would be me.
That would be you.
I brought in my lovely wife, Kathleen. Now, she isn't a geocacher, but she endures life with a geocacher.
I love life with a geocacher.
And Land Monkey, who do you have with you?
I have Mrs. Land Monkey, who is a geocacher.
Yep.
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 Yes, I am.
There you go. All right. And yeah, so we're gonna talk to our wives here about geocaching and also about sometimes that the four of us have spent together going out geocaching and hanging out. And that's going to be what we're going to walk through tonight. Plus, we'll take any questions that you folks in the chat have. We will pre-screen them before we ask our wives to answer them because we don't trust you 100%.
And we don't trust what they're going to say. We have reputations to maintain.
You can trust me.
Okay.
I was talking to the people in the chat, not our wives, just to be clear.
Kev MacD says this is the best looking episode of Caching in the Northwest ever.
Well, thank you.
There's a little less facial hair on the co-hosts this time.
We made sure they were wearing pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Actually did a poor job on this side.
I'm not going to comment what I'm wearing. Okay.
Oh, okay. First question to the wives, and I'll start with mine because, well, she's right here.
Okay.
What do you like the most and the least about geocaching?
Okay. Let me wrap my mind around this. You're asking me what I like the most about geocaching.
What do you like the most about geocaching?
And the least about geocaching. Well, what I like the most about geocaching is that you're always looking for something. And in my life, I'm often looking for things too. And so sometimes, you know, you report that some things are really easy to find. And I find that that's true in my life too. Some things are really easy to find. But some things in life aren't so easy to find. And what's interesting to me is that you're hard to find things. You know, they involve a long tail or a different way of thinking about things. And they seem to like bring you the most pleasure. And they're the ones you talk about and ruminate about. And those difficult to find are those things that, like you're just referring to Bounce Bounce. Shout out to Bounce Bounce. That, I guess, was really great. Bounce Bounce. I just like in the name Bounce Bounce. I think that that's something that I like about geocaching is that just the fundamental principle that we're all looking for some things, and life is a process of doing that. Some things are hard to find. Some things are easy to find. But the satisfaction comes in finding those hard to find things and then having people to share it with. I think the community of it is what I really like about it. I think that's just something that I've observed, that it brings you great satisfaction. And the people that you're geocaching with, all the people I've ever met geocaching, are just happy, well-adjusted people who like to go walk outside. And I like that too. And I can't really come up with something that's like my least favorite
thing. Well, if I can answer one of your dislikes about geocaching, yes, is it interrupts our walks.
It interrupts our walks.
I want to go for a walk. Great. I want to go to this park because there's a geocache there.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will take too long to find it. She's like, can we just go on?
Well, it changes the dialogue is what it does. And it changes the path, right? So then I'm making the adjustment, you know, so it's, or you're making the adjustment. Well, then I won't get the cache because, you know, my spouse wants to go do this, or, you know, she's already waited for 30 or 40 or 50. No, it's never been that long.
Oh, you know how I cache. Yeah. And that's just a park and grab.
But I think it gets you out, gets you moving, and it causes me to see new things too. And then also, like, when I've been with you, and like, maybe I'll be sitting in the car reading a magazine, or I'll just be looking out at the landscape or looking at the water or something like that, just to relax. But it gives a reference point, and that's something that I like. Like, you know, how many times have we driven by something and you'll say, oh, guess what, there's a cache behind that, and I'll go, of course there is. And but what, you know, after you've done this for so many years, it's like there's all these sprinklings of caches all over the place. So there's all these reference points that you have in your life to, I was with so-and-so or such-and-such group when we did that. But it's a reference point for us too. You know, like, oh yeah, I was thinking about that day that we went to find that geocache or those 10 geocaches or something like that.
Or 100.
I've never been on a day with 100. Yeah, yeah. Hey, this girl's got limits.
Okay.
Right? I've got limits, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so. But I'll think about what I don't like about it. I don't know. I'll come up with something.
All right.
Let's see, in the chat, Corey, Steven at Infinitum says, when Chris of the Northwest gets annoying, you can tell him to go find a cache. And
she's thinking about that.
There must be a problem with the microphone. Awfully quiet over here. GSM2X2 says, my wife likes it when I take the dog out with me and she can have the house to herself.
Okay. I don't have any comments there because I'm not annoyed with you and you wouldn't take the dog out. But good for you guys for figuring it out, right?
I've taken the dog before.
All right. Hey, what about you? What do you like most about geocaching?
Well, I like hiking. So where Kathleen doesn't like stopping, I do like stopping, especially when it's going uphill. I like it all, but if I was to think of my least thing that I like about geocaching is pinstriping.
Ooh, yeah, fair enough.
Because I've got somebody here who likes to be a little bit more rambunctious with the vehicle.
Adventurous. We'll call it adventurous.
Sure. Adventurous was...
We can make it down that road.
No, it wasn't just that
one. We can make it across that scree.
We can drive on the beach. I seem to recall having to get out of the car and try and push our vehicle out of the sand.
And did it get out of the sand?
Like out of the Pacific Ocean? Let's clarify here.
My goodness, this is getting much more dramatic than it actually was.
We could see the ocean.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he was. Yeah, after I was like, no, we shouldn't do that. Oh, come on, it will be fun.
It was okay. Fun.
Yeah, for a whole, 2 seconds? Yeah, it was interesting. So, yeah, pinstriping on the Forest Service roads. And, well, he tried once on the beach. And, yeah.
So, yeah, Case in the chat. Hey, Case, you're in the chat. Awesome. Good to see you there. It says pinstriping on a beach.
Well, I think it was two separate things. My car.
Truck.
Whatever. It's still my baby. And I don't want to see it wrecked yet. It's not a 4x4 vehicle. So
it's high clearance.
Have an old clunker, go for it. But no, not my vehicle. So I suppose that would be the part I don't like, because I do like the adventure of getting there. I don't want to wreck my stuff in the process. So, yeah.
There you go.
But if anybody has a clunker and wants to take us somewhere, I'm game.
Let's see. I think I've been with Land Monkey and we've went on a road and gone, no, we shouldn't go down that road because there's no way we're getting back.
Yeah.
So it has happened. Not often.
Is that because I spoke up?
Probably.
The voice of reason comes through.
All right. So, you know, the four of us here on the podcast, we've actually had the opportunity to visit on a few occasions together and do a little bit of geocaching, but also just hang out together and had a lot of fun. So it is very cool, I have to say, not only for the guys that I podcast for us to get together, but also for the wives to come along and for, you know, as a larger family of friends, hang out and just enjoy an adventure together. So I can think of a few times we've done that, Chris.
Oh, definitely. Well, on the Cache Dash Splash, was it the first one, I believe?
I think it was the first one.
Yeah. That's the one where you decided we needed to spend another night and upgraded our room. In on well, Long Beach,
she doesn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, let's just spend another night. Okay, I'm all for that. And yeah. You were so sweet that Land Monkey and Mrs. Land Monkey and I and Wits End, I believe, was Wits End there?
No.
I don't think he was. No.
Oh, but my son was there. Joseph. That was it. So you two went around the town and did your own thing, and we were coming back into town, and you're like, "Have you eaten yet?" No. Well, let me bring you some food. Oh, how nice of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
that was fun. Food delivery. Yeah. That was a crazy town with a bunch of little people running around in it doing that geocache thing that weekend. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy.
Just pretty town. Much took over that small town.
Yeah.
Washington.
Ants descending or something. You're very busy. There's no way I could, you know, interject in. You guys were on a mission.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We had to get it all done.
Get out of my way. I gotta get this done. I'm at number 17, but I should be at 27 or 37 or 57 or 87 or that guy over there's at 97 already. It was something like that.
No, we're not competitive.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Go on.
I was gonna say we also did a trip to Canada. Mm-hmm. Where the Land Monkeys were so nice as to drive us all around the province.
Oh, and give us the best history lesson. Love.
What is that?
Tell us.
Oh, just tell you know about the trains and the mountains and what's inside the mountains and the highway.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it.
Loved it. So, you know, I watched that show.
Highway Through Hell on
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Not Coca-Cella.
Not Coca-Cella's wrong place.
Something different.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah. On the Coca-Cola Highway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun trip. We did a big loop.
In the shape of a maple leaf.
In the shape of a maple
leaf. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Roughly.
There's a layer I totally missed. I didn't see that. Well,
Canadians are required to use the maple leaf. And
as many times as they can.
As many times as they can, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Daily. Yeah.
Daily.
But yeah, so that was on Canada's 150th anniversary last year. You guys came up. We had a great time, went up, explored a little bit of gold country. Yeah, that's Chris of the Northwest got his first gold country geocache on that trip.
Yes.
But at Wits End. So yeah.
We ate at a cute little restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or didn't forget her purse.
Yeah.
That's right. We heard the story. Yeah. And then we walked in the tunnels of the train tunnels. Was it train tunnels?
Yellow tunnels in Hope.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, here's the end of a long day. You know, it's summertime, so the days are like, it doesn't get dark early. And so I'm like, okay, these people are just going to keep going here. And we went to the ghost town and wow, we just kept walking.
And we went to Mosquito Falls.
Yes. Oh, we went to Mosquito Falls. That's
right. That's not the official name, but that's how it will always be remembered.
See, now I have all these reference points. Like I was talking about, of course there's a cache over there where the 50,000 mosquitoes are.
It was an entire curtain of mosquitoes.
That was scary. I did not like that at all. I did not like that at all.
And we felt so bad because we've been up there before and it's just an absolutely beautiful waterfall that you can do a short hike just outside of Spence's Bridge up to this waterfall. And we'd been up there before with other relatives and we thought, oh yeah, we'll take you guys up there. It's just amazing. We're right there. So we'll stop, we'll cross railroad tracks and do this short little hike. And as soon as we come around the corner to the viewpoint to the waterfalls, we're just swarmed. And it was literally a cloud,
yes,
of mosquitoes. I was looking on Laura's back and it was just coated with mosquitoes.
Covered.
Oh, that was terrible. We felt really bad.
And itchy.
That was. But then when we got to the tunnels with the train tunnel, mm-hmm. that was beautiful. That was just gorgeous. And there were so many people out walking.
Yes.
Okay. That's what really impressed me is that just all the people out just enjoying nature.
Yeah.
And not everybody was geocaching. Who knew?
Oh, that was my subtle point there.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. They were like, that. You know, just looking at the trees and the sky and the rocks and the river.
Always looking at the rocks and the mountains. Yeah. Got to do those earth caches. Anyways, that was fun. Hey, as we go through this stuff, you guys, if you've got any questions for the misses on the shows, feel free to shoot those over. I don't think I've seen too many yet, so that's all right.
Not too many yet. And if you have anything to add for the after show, make sure you tag it with the hashtag FATAS or for the after show, and I'll put it in the show notes and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yep. Oh, I see. I have. Mentioned that all four of us were also on the hike to Monte Cristo, which is true.
Was that last year? That's right.
Or 2 years ago? Last year?
It was last year.
Last year, okay.
Last year. Yeah, because that was just after the trip to Gold Country because I ate a Monte Cristo sandwich.
Oh, wait a minute. I was thinking of the ghost town Monte Cristo when I was talking about the Canadian.
Okay. It seemed like Canada. It's remote and there weren't many people there.
It was just a couple weeks apart.
Oh, I said that out loud. Those are supposed to be inside words. I apologize.
Well, Kathleen, we did stop at I think we did Brookmere with those guys, right? So we did stop at an abandoned train station with you guys.
Yeah,
that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there was, we stopped at a church that was on the Gold Country.
Yeah.
Yep. That was at Spence's Bridge.
Okay.
As you drive up into Spence's Bridge.
We got some beautiful pictures there because the wood was so decaying, mm-hmm. weathered, I guess is the better word.
And the clouds behind it made it quite a stunning shot.
Yeah.
We, what else did we do? Oh, we saw bighorn sheep on that trip.
Yes, mm-hmm. we did. While you were doing an earth cache, Land Monkey.
That's right.
Well, I did it with you, but you were doing an earth cache.
Crazy, right?
I know. What's the chances? Country.
Go and see it and do it. Beautiful country.
Yes. And, you know, we just gave away two $25 gift certificates for businesses in Gold Country.
Yeah.
And this is where you need to go.
Yeah. And the restaurant we went to in Spence's Bridge is one of the places you can redeem those coupons.
Oh.
Oh. Sold.
And I won't mention Monte Cristo's anymore. Sorry, Stephen, that infinitum.
There you go. So, what else do we want to talk about with respect to geocaching? So we talked about what you like and what you don't like. We've talked about some of our adventures we've all been on together. If there is anything you could change about how we geocache, aside from the whole pinstriping conversation, so take the truck out of the equation. If there's anything you could change about what we do with geocaching, what would it be?
That's a hard question.
Yeah. Because we do it perfectly?
No.
if somehow I could sleep longer instead of having the, oh, we need to be here. What time are we getting? What time? Okay. And then you go. I don't know.
And then the weekend ends and then you go back to work and you go, did I actually get a break?
I'm not complaining about it. I enjoy it. But my goodness, by the time Sunday night rolls around, I'm tired. And then we go back to work and I'm thinking, I didn't get a break. But I do it to myself. So
there you go.
Yeah, I would think it's for me, it would just be, you know, the time and the place too. But just like if I could always know that you are always out in fair weather and you are always safe, you know, that just the safety factor of it, I think.
You haven't geocached with me much, have you? I'm rarely safe.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll admit, you know, just even, well, okay, I'm not that old, but lately I seem to be ending up on my knees a little bit more often. Last weekend we hiked and I had one foot that just went, Jay's looking at me like, oh, I don't think your leg's supposed to bend that way. And I'm
about to carry you out?
No, it's not.
Ouch.
You know, I was okay. I got up and kept on moving, but.
And that was a long hike that day.
It was.
That was last Saturday.
It was last Saturday.
We did about 22 kilometers.
Wow.
20.
I think that's a little high.
That was, well, the Fitbit said like 25 kilometers.
Yeah, the Fitbit lies.
All right.
No.
They always tack on a little bit more.
Yeah. That's like 400 miles, I think.
No.
Oh.
So Dora Moore in the chat says, getting up at 5 a.m. for work is painful. Getting up at 4:30 a.m. for a hashtag geocache road trip is no problem at all.
That's because you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. There you go.
That's like the hike of the weekend. To the geocache always takes so much, it seems so much quicker than the hike back.
Yes.
You're anticipating the find. You're looking for it and you're walking back going, I don't think I came this far.
I'm just the opposite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My perspective would be just the opposite.
Interesting. You feel like it takes much longer getting
to destination. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Oh, okay. Got what you want. Okay. Now we can just slow down and talk our way back to the car and, you know.
Oh, no. There's more to find.
Oh, no.
I think that's why I like the loop trails better, because then you just.
Yeah. You just loop it again. Just
looking for stuff right up to the very end.
Yeah.
There you go. To the bitter end.
To the bitter end.
Hey, what else? Oh, Stevens ad infinitum in the chat noted, you'll like this, Mrs. Okay. Land Monkey, said he really wanted to do that Gold Country Geo Tour, but he just moved back to Utah. So I guess I'll have to do the Utah Geo Tour now.
Ooh, you'll like it. And we didn't even do them all. So I'm sure that there's other ones out there that are really good too, but
yeah.
Their ammo cans are awesome. Painted for anybody who hasn't seen any of the previous, I don't know, photos or whatever you might have had, but they would paint the side of the ammo can traditionally to that area of the cache. And wow, like we're not talking like 2 or 3 year old painting. Okay, you know what I mean.
Finger painting?
They painted.
It's very skillfully painted to the point where it was exciting just to see what the picture was on the next cache that we went to. So, and there are a few
gadget caches.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we had issues with one of them because somebody decided to.
It was kind of muggled when we got there.
They locked the combination inside. So it kind of made it impossible to know what we were. But. I found it was an awesome tour. Not well, mind you, the caches were really good, but some of the parks that you went into, wow. Just wow. I mean, but
so okay. Favorite park or parks that we've been to while on a hashtag geocache road trip.
Ooh,
so you'll probably start with Utah, it's front of mind.
Yeah. The Arches.
Arches
was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Goblin Valley.
Goblin Valley, yep.
unlike anything.
Was there any dust in that valley?
Yeah.
Goblin dust.
I saw where you were going, but yes, it is dusty.
Okay.
I can't remember what, I don't know if it was necessarily a park, but we did do one hike in where they had the dinosaur footprints coming up out of the lake. And that was really quite cool. But the whole landscape in Utah is so different than what we would have in the Northwest that I liked all of it. As much as we drove around and around and around, I loved it. I just loved it.
There you go.
Okay. Can't argue with that.
Any other places we've been when we've been on road trips that stand out in your mind of like really cool places you'd go again? Or maybe you wouldn't go. Maybe you wouldn't go again, but you would definitely recommend people should go.
Well, can I throw one out there?
Yeah,
yes. Go for it.
Because you were able to go to Cuba when for U.S. residents it wasn't available. So that was one of the trips I remember you took.
Yeah. What did you think of that trip?
I enjoyed it, even though I was ducking a lot in the cave with the bats.
Oh.
I mean, I found it quite cool. It was just how much room do I have above me that these things are flying around on? But
you were literally in the bat cave?
Yeah.
Literally in a bat cave, yes. Bat cave.
I was waiting for the phone to light up.
Alfred did not come and bring her lunch.
Kathleen.
Okay, so Kathleen, is
there's
it
no
cave
delivery to the bat cave, guys. I'm not delivering food to bat caves.
Is it the caves or the bats?
It's some of both, actually. Yeah.
You're not a cave person?
I'm not a cave person, no.
It didn't really go far in, and, you know, they're, well, I don't know. You could still see, and you kind of wandered around in a few spots there, but, yeah, when you shone your flashlight on them, oh, boy, were they ever active. Woo.
They were. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's lots of places. Lots of places we've been that I've really liked. My problem is now, you know, people say, oh, would you ever go back? And I'm thinking, well, yes, it would be cool to go back. But my problem is there's so much of the world we haven't seen that I'm thinking, nope, I got to go see something else, see something different. Even though I really liked it there, I got to just keep checking out different places because every place is unique. And there's always something different to see.
Next adventure.
And you found the geocaches there, so it's time to go find new geocaches.
But we found some of them there.
Some of them. Not all of them. You didn't find every geocache on Cuba?
No.
Land monkey, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Well, we were also vacationing. Actually, that was neat because we, right off the start, bumped into a couple from the Ottawa/Quebec area, we got along with really well. We introduced them to geocaching.
Yep.
They've kind of done a little bit of it with their kids since then, but we've kept in touch. And then about, 2 years later, we were out in Ottawa and went and visited with them. It was really neat. So, yeah.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Muggled a geocacher in one vacation.
There you go. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
All righty. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you. Well, we appreciate you in many ways. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Hey, you're welcome.
And thank you, Mrs. Monkey. You're a good sport.
Yes, I must be.
Yes, you must be. All right. And, you know, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Caching in the Northwest. We want to remind you that there's some upcoming shows coming, which is always good news. This is not the last one. May 17th, show 251. What? I missed it. This is show 250.
250.
This is our
quarter of 100.
Quarter of a thousand.
A thousand. I can't do math.
That's pretty cool. Show number 250. Well, thanks to everybody who joined us for show number 250, especially our special guests. 251 will be Tri-Cities Geocoin Challenge with Jen Davis and JD Parkman. That's next week. The week after that is Getting Started with Multicaches. And we may have a different lineup for those next two shows as well from the from the hosts, I think.
You just never know who's going to show up on this podcast. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the adventure. One thing we planned was episode 253. That's top cash tips for Tacoma, because Tacoma's area code is 253. I know. We're sneaky that way. And then June 7th, we're going to talk about the Giga event recap. That should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward definitely to getting out to that Giga event. We just heard about the WestJet pilots strike that may affect our plans for getting there. So we're not too pleased about that, but we'll figure it out one way or another.
Yikes.
Yep.
But, you know, while we're figuring that out, we want to thank our faithful Denali level supporters. That would be Bounce Bounce, Team Squirrel, and worldcaching.com. Folks, if you want to know more about supporting the show, click that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. Now, a special shout out and thanks to all of our patrons who support each and every one of these podcasts. And that would be B Pendragon, Broncos Fan for Life, Sprouter, Camp Clan, Tick Magnet, Kev MacD, Subway Mark, Dorimore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19, Geo Nav Pros, Wino Seattle, Acker Doc, OBX Geek, Billy Robson, Nice, Antaeus, Keats 94, and Curiosity Girl. Sorry about that.
You took a breath.
So until next week, Land Monkey, where can people stalk you on the internet?
Well, hey, you know, you can always follow us, and we encourage you to follow us Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. Check us out at LandMonkeyGC. We're on Facebook. Look for Team LandMonkey. And on YouTube, if you search LandMonkey, you'll find our videos and our blog.
So much more.
Monkey.spot.ca. It's all out there. There'll definitely be lots of content to follow during the weekend of the Giga event as well. That's for sure.
Yes, there will be.
How about you, sir?
Well, you can look for me on Twitter and Facebook. That's where I spend most of my time. Just look for CachingNW. Or you can head on over to CachingNW.com/host and read about our bios and all the links that we just mentioned. But most of all, we want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode.
Yep. I don't know.
I don't know if we lost him or he lost us.
Is he still talking?
I don't know what happened. Chris is frozen. The credits started. And he looks very intent. I don't know if anybody in the chat can hear me. Oh, there you go. So, yes, we did lose Chris. Thanks, guys, in the chat for letting us know. He'll reconnect shortly, I'm sure. So once he figures out he's not on. So you know what? We're going to keep rolling here. We're going to get into the after show. There we go. Awesome. Thanks, guys, for letting me know that you can hear us. So when you're doing these live podcasts using Google Hangouts, sometimes something will happen and you just really have no idea what state you're left in. And that might be what's happening with Chris right now. He could very well be talking to us and interacting and thinking he's the one who's connected. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
It says no video. Oh,
so people can't see us. They can only hear us. So I can make all kinds of faces at the camera right now.
Maybe he's figured it out.
Yeah. We lost the video feed from Chris now for sure. Technology, ain't it great? It is. We'll see if he connects back in a moment here. So you guys can still hear me, so we'll keep going here. What do we got going on? So after show, we've got some comments. Alpinies had a hashtag for TAS. My FVCB hide is underwater thanks to the freshet. Oh no. Should I be going for a difficulty rating award? I guess so. Oh, that's terrible. Hopefully your cache is still there after the freshet finishes coming through. We're definitely having some challenges up here in the Northwest with the thaw this year. So folks can see us again now. So just be careful.
Oh.
All right. Also, We've got Keepers of the Cash Flow sharing hashtag Fatas. Funny enough, I also have the wife in on this episode. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. They said that they're hosting their first Meet the Keepers event. That's GC7NYM7 while away from home camping for a wedding this long weekend. Ooh. That sounds cool.
The weather's going to be nice.
Weather, is it a long weekend this weekend?
No, next weekend.
Okay. Oh, maybe it's a long weekend in the States this weekend. Maybe.
I don't know.
We don't know. All right.
We'll whisper.
Okay, we're whispering at you now. All right. We got it. Hashtag Fatas Team Finn reminding us about their next event. These guys do an event every month, at least May 20th at Stax in Federal Way. That is, they got truncated, so I don't have the GC code. But Dora Moore shared Fatas Highway 8 is closed. It's going to make getting from Merritt to Lytton a little tricky. Yeah, I noticed that, Dora Moore, when we were checking out possible options and routes in the Gold Country area, that there's definitely some bridge closures still going on from bridges getting wiped out by the freshet and the mud flows and such that they've had up there this year. So poor old Gold Country keeps getting beaten up. Keepers of the Cash Flow says next weekend. Sorry. And yes, that is in Canada a long weekend.
A long weekend.
That's Victoria Day, right? May long weekend, Victoria Day.
I don't keep track. I just know it's a day off.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. All right. Brian Lang had a Fatas. His virtual reward cache was published on Saturday. That's GC7B90M. And that's a pretty cool looking one. So definitely go check that out. I think we saw in the chat that some other friends of ours went and got the FTF on that. So congrats, you guys, on getting that. Chris isn't joining back. So I'm not sure what's going on over on his side.
I don't know.
So we'll have to see. Now that you've moved, Stephen's at Infinitum says, sorry, now that he's moved back to Southern Utah, he's unfamiliar with some of our terminology. So, yeah, snow, I guess, would be one of them. Yeah, freshet is definitely something that's affecting us here. What else have I got? Keats had a Fatas day 218 of his finding streak. And I think I'm starting to get Stockholm syndrome. I feel like I'm starting to really bond with this task. Thanks to all the reviewers and hiders for being true MVPs. Oh, Keats, that's awesome. I love it.
Just wait until you decide you want to stop. It is really weird when you do the, I'm not getting one today. I'm forcing myself not to find one today. And then it's all over. You can't take it back.
Yeah. Once it's done, it's done. Once you break that streak. Yeah, he's aiming for 366. That's his goal. All right. What else do we have? What did I see in there? Dora Moore had mentioned when we were talking about the Highway 8 closed, said she's going to miss the Lytton event in order to get home earlier. Her girl's coming home that morning. Hasn't seen her in over a year. Wow. Our son's coming home Sunday from Japan, and we haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
That'll be about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks. And, I don't know, kind of been enjoying the quiet, to be honest, when we're home.
He's loud.
Well, that's good. And Keats said too, he said that he will indeed find that weird. Oh. Yeah. Keepers of the Cash Flow had a Fatas. They're doing their first presentation on geocaching tomorrow for a small group of parents. Stash Cache. That's awesome. Congratulations on doing that.